Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Shar. How may I help you?
Yes, I was speaking to Gabrielle, and then the phone just died. I don't know what happened. She hung up on me, or we got disconnected or something.
I'm sorry that happened, ma'am.
It's okay. You don't have to apologize, dear. It didn't happen because of you, okay?
Mm-hmm. How may I help you?
Okay. My name is Vicki Wright. Now, how do you look up orders? By the phone, address, or name?
Usually we start out by the zip code first. So can I have your zip code?
Yes, ma'am. 98465. I'm from Washington State.
Okay. I'm Vicki Wright. So I found you. And could you also verify your mailing address, Vicki?
Yes, it's 1402. South, and that's Lewis, and it's Lewis Road, Tacoma, Washington, 98465.
Okay, thank you so much for confirming that, Vicki. How may I help you?
Okay, I made an order last night, sort of. Mm-hmm. What happened was somehow something flashed up on my phone, and I said, ooh, I want that vacuum cleaner. Well, all of a sudden, it said that I won one. So it showed up some little boxes like presents or something and told me to choose one. I chose one. It was empty. Then mm-hmm. it said, you are lucky, you get another try. So I choose another one, and I got a vacuum cleaner. It popped right up out the box. Mm-hmm. So it told me that the vacuum cleaner was free, and all I had to do was pay two, and it said it had $2, then a hyphen, $3, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I figured, okay, I'm paying $2 or $3 for shipping. Then, after I get everything, and it, just before I pushed a little button, right? I filled out all my info and pushed a little button that said, cashier or checkout. Yeah, checkout.
Mm-hmm.
So I pushed checkout, and then it gave me another offer. Well, I did not say, I want this offer. I did not say yes. I didn't say anything. I just pushed continue to check out. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I did not want that offer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I got my, I looked on my bank. I always check my bank because mm-hmm. I do everything online. So I checked it, and you all took out $49.89 for something called Health Goal.
Yes, ma'am.
I did not ask for that. I did not accept that. So I do want my $49.89 put back in my bank.
Okay, ma'am. So basically what happened was you did an entry for a contest to win that vacuum. But since you did it today, the good thing is I can go ahead and refund you your full amount. It'll take 3 to 5 days for the $49.89 to get redeposited back into your account, but I can go ahead and give you that refund for that full amount.
Oh, you all haven't got it yet because it doesn't get posted until the 13th.
Okay.
So if you refund it, it's going to just drop out.
Yes, ma'am. So, yes, ma'am. That's what I will go ahead and do for you, okay?
Yeah. Which
and I will also go ahead and just cancel your account so you won't have to worry about any reoccurring charges.
Thank you, because I said, they're going to charge me $49.89 every dang nabbit month. And you was, wasn't you?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so well, I went on and I got that I went on and I got that $49.89 refunded. You should definitely see that back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. I'm so sorry for that inconvenience, but basically that's what happened. You have to be very careful when it comes down to things like that. It'll say that you want something for free, but it's always a catch to something.
I see, I did, you know, I should know better. So I don't get a vacuum cleaner, do I?
As of right now, no, ma'am.
Okay. Yes. And you know, and that makes no sense for you all to do that. That is so wrong.
Yes, ma'am. We don't do it. We just work for them. We don't do it. We just work for them.
But it's so wrong for them to do that and to say that you won something and all you have to do is pay shipping. And then they give you this offer and you don't say you want it. They just give it to you and then take your money. They can't do that. That one, it's false advertising. Okay. So I have already reported it to the Better Business Bureau.
All right.
And I'm not the only one because I was told that there was probably about three pages of people that have reported it in the past 2 weeks or something. So you might want to let them know that.
Yes, ma'am, I will. But I want
to... They really are, it really is false advertising.
Yes, ma'am, I definitely understand your confusion and concerns. But what I did for you, though, I did go ahead and I canceled the order, and I got your account refunded. So you definitely should see your refund back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Now, your name again?
My name is Shara.
How do you spell that?
Shara.
Shara. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you don't have a badge number or anything because I need to make sure I know who I spoke to.
I do. My number is 5064.
5054. I may be almost 70 years old, but I'm going to tell you, I am not dumb.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
No, I spent 20 years in the Army, so give me a break.
Yes, ma'am.
Please don't call me that, dear. Just say Vicky.
All right, Vicky.
I think I'm just trying to make sure I've got everything, because if you know, is there a name to this other than just health goal?
As of right now, all I can say, we are a third party company. We work for multiple products.
Okay, there you go. Okay, then. So I don't need the name of your all's company.
No, ma'am.
Okay, and they don't have a company other than Health Goals.
Yes, ma'am. That's the only thing they have.
Okay. Thank you, darling. I appreciate you doing this, okay?
You're more than welcome, and I want to thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.